Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As NFC heavyweights collide, the Bears.
Oh my goodness. We're going to have to hear that promo for a few weeks. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody wrapping it up. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to Tiki Barber for coming on. Really good talk about the running game. Thanks to Adam Hogue. Thanks to Kevin Fishbane. Of course, thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and of course, Connor O'Donnell. Thanks to our Twitch mob. Thanks to everybody who texted in. We had fun on the text line and on Twitch today. And our transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food. And now we bring in two afternoon heavyweights, Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel, except they're actually heavyweights in the ratings, unlike whatever that promo was, which I'm still kind of confused by.
Wait, what promo is that?
What happened?
That's the Black Friday Eagles Bears promo.
Oh, well, they painted black.
Yeah, when they said they called the Bears an NFC heavyweight.
Ooh. Oh,
I don't know that I'm there yet. I can't weigh the Bears yet.
NFC heavyweights collide.
I want them to turn to the touchdown.
Come on, baby.
The Bears.
Are you kidding me with this catch?
The Eagles.
Making the grab and into the end zone.
Friday, November 28th is Black Friday football.
Such a cool little ending right there. A little echo on the way out. That is nice.
Nice to even be in the conversation for NFC heavyweight.
Seriously. And how crazy are we going to be on Monday, by the way, when the Bears do win this game and they're 6-3? And I know style points count, so we can't completely predict it. But are we going to be out of our minds if the Bears are 6-3?
I don't know if we are going to be out of our minds. But I think
they're bringing the foam finger.
I don't know. That's usually an afternoon show thing. Now, it was before you had a reasonable partner in here that those things tended to happen. But I don't know. That's on you, Spiegel. Like, if you want to throw a party for the Bears, NFC heavyweight party for the Chicago Bears, if they're 6-3.
I have, like, boxing gloves, so, like, I could bring those as a prop.
Boxing gloves.
We're actually grappling gloves.
We need a belt.
Can you bring the bugle?
I bring the bugle for the proclamation.
Yeah.
Lawrence, I got the boxing gloves and I got the catchers, the box,
the mitts.
So if you want to punch it, but we need an actual belt. Not the one that you use on all of the imaginary kids.
That's what you're supposed to do. Step out of line.
But Layla, it's your bit. I mean, you're the one who's thinking about the heavyweight, so I think you guys should do the boxing party if need be.
I thought I just heard the question asked, like, are you ready for some football, an NFC heavyweight party? Is this where we bring in Frank and Al and Dan and just do the whole Monday Night Football theme? The old school?
I mean, Frank and Dan, I don't know. But Al's still rolling along. I was watching Al last night.
He's not having fun last night.
I mean,
was anybody watching that game having fun?
And there was a point in the second, like late in the third quarter, I was like, I really need to find something better to do. So I did Duolingo while it was on. It was like, that's a good trade-off because this is a punt fest going on over here.
Were you looking at the screen saying, Basura? Is that what happened?
Yes, pretty much. That's what I was saying. And looking at that quarterback and being like, I like where my thoughts were on him originally.
Bo Nix? Yeah, he didn't do anything last night to advance the cause.
He knew it, though, and I give him props for that. After the game, he was more than apologetic. He was talking with Kaylee Hartung, and he's like, yeah, if I could get my stuff together, then our defense is really, really good, and I was not good.
That defense is really good.
They're scary good.
But Geno Smith,
man. What happened?
Oh, I don't know. The regression is real on Geno Smith.
Is he old? Is that what we're saying?
How old is Geno Smith?
I think Geno's with 34. Five?
It's wild because he had this suspended talent that's like, it feels like he's young because he's just getting
good. Yeah, he's 35.
So he's already going downhill.
He doesn't look appreciably slower.
He does to me.
Physically, mentally he does.
He looks physically slower to me.
I see psychological slowness and like waiting on stuff to happen and then it doesn't happen.
Just throw it to Brock Bowers. That's all you got.
That dude, man. He is something.
He was in my mock draft a couple of years ago.
Was it for the Bear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But now they have one.
But see, the thing is though, about Geno is, and this is, we have to get out of this. We have to get out of what Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers have done to us. Quarterbacks are not supposed to be quarterbacking past like 34, 35 years old. We're supposed to be able to see the decline in those guys when they're at that point.
But I just saw Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Well, I heard Layla say it yesterday that she's right. Tom Brady is a unicorn. Like, he kind of ruined it for everybody. And to some degree, Aaron Rodgers, but not nearly to the degree that Tom Brady tried, kind of spoiled it for other quarterbacks, thinking they could do the same thing.
He doesn't have a horn either, though.
Yeah, he doesn't have a horn.
Right, aptly pointed out.
Wasn't Rich Gannon like 39 when he got good too, when he won his MVP, like late 30s, I want to say, or am I exaggerating?
No, I think you might be right. Brad Johnson's
another good example.
Got good real late. Kurt Warner stayed good late. Like, I can't call those guys unicorns because it does happen. It's sort of like seeing Scherzer and Verlander over 40 and still effective.
An extreme rarity. How about that? Not unicorn rarity. Worthy, but you know, unicorns are rare.
It's a very small number, that's for sure.
He was 37, Rich Gannon, when he won the NFL MVP in 2002.
Yeah. Hey, you know who his offensive coordinator was?
To whom?
Mark Trestman.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Remember, we would always try to get Rich Gannon on so he could
talk
so
about
Trestman. So we can get into the mind of Trestman. Yeah. But the problem with getting into the mind of Trestman is then you then have to get out.
Oh.
And that is a very difficult proposition.
That is true.
I'm the guy who bought the Mark Trestman book during the summer before his first year as a head coach.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
That's due research.
It was great. We did readings from the big and friendly book, the Mark Trestman book. And there was some great stuff in there. My favorite part of that is, though, when I emailed the person that I needed to get the copy of the book because it wasn't coming to me from Amazon as fast as I wanted, the person who emailed me back was Mark Trestman.
What?
Man was selling his own books.
I mean, why not?
Cutting out the middleman.
The summer before becoming the head coach, he was the contact and PR guy.
What was the title? Was it Toolbox of Concepts?
It was not. It should have been, though. But there was something in there about Rich Gannon, which is what reminded me about how those Raiders, and John Gruden was the head coach, and Trestman was the OC. One playoff game, they threw it like 38 times. And the next playoff game, they ran it like 41 times.
Wow.
Like, they were flexible. And I remember that got me excited about Trestman conceptually, just like that you use what you have and tailor the game plan from week to week, ideally.
The last time the Bears could score at the pace that the Bears are scoring this year was under Trestman in 2013, quite frankly. I mean, like, it turned out to be really bad with Mark Trestman, but it wasn't all bad.
No, it's the best that Jay ever had. Isn't it?
Probably.
It's the best that Cutler ever had.
It's everything that's when you knew that it wasn't going to work. Because this whole time, Jay had been asking the Bears for stuff. And he's like, well, guys, I need a real X.
Devin Aroma should do?
Grody, you're old enough to remember that we used to talk about Devin Aroma should do because he was actually tall.
Yep, he was above 6 feet. Devin Hester was just not Jay Cutler's guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But Hester was not, in Jay Cutler's words, a go-up-and-get-it guy.
Right, so bring me somebody who is over 6'1". That was Devin Aroma should do.
And Jay got blasted for that, but he was not wrong.
He was not, but then they gave him all the things. Like, not only are we going to give you the X, we're going to give you the X that you want.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in your guy. Brandon Marshall. Mm-hmm. Great. Now I need a guy that can beat the seams at the tight end position. Awesome. We're going to give you Martellus Bennett. He had all the things that he wanted, and it still didn't work. Give me an offensive-minded coach. Great. Here you go. And once you looked at that and said, oh, this, it's more than just those things that he wanted, you knew it was going to fail.
And didn't you that's kind of a nice segue to where we are, where Caleb Williams has a great coach.
Yes.
And Caleb Williams has real wide receiver weapons. And he has a real offensive line and a legit running game, which is why it's a big part of why we're seeing the progress we're seeing, and why I think we'll know more about Caleb by the end of this year than we would have in lots of different situations.
What we've been asking for, like a representative offensive line that we don't have to make excuses for, because we've all had to give that disclaimer and that caveat from last year, where if you give your evaluation, if you say it's an up-and-down year, but I understand that he didn't have the right coach, Nate Davis went down, they had a competition at center from the beginning of the year. Ryan Bates was supposed to be the guy. Dude. It was dysfunctional in so many ways last year for the Bears that you can't not add that disclaimer.
They didn't know who the center was.
They didn't know who this Coleman Shelton turned out to be the center. It was supposed to be Ryan Bates, but they went with the old lefty. And then Nate Davis was their guard, and he had to go play ping pong, so he couldn't play anymore.
The juxtaposition is crazy in retrospect. What you're seeing in this...
Of Caleb's year last year versus this year?
Like, what you're seeing right now compared to a year ago today.
But, by the way, Coleman Shelton's having a really good year in Los Angeles.
He was never bad with the Bears. Like, he was never...
Is he starting center for the Rams under Stafford?
I think I'm speaking more to just the certainty.
I'm just saying how weird the NFL is.
Yeah.
How
redemption.
You have a guy that looks like, that's not going to work out. And then... the right circumstance is able to elevate his play.
It's the right coach.
Well, yeah, and Shelton was serviceable.
He's fine.
He was serviceable. He's a good word.
Certainly serviceable.
Like Daniel Jones playing quarterback. All of a sudden, it's like he's a good quarterback.
Sam Darnold.
He's a great quarterback.
Really good quarterback.
And he's got a great wide receiver.
That dude might
go for 2,000 yards.
2,000, first ever to get 2,000.
That's pretty wild stuff, man. So, you know, who knows? But I do think that Grody, you're on to something. I think that people will rightfully be excited if the Bears are 6-3. Like, there shouldn't be too much of tamping down or wet blanketing if the Bears are 6-3.
Is this a wet blanket when I say, hey, the Bears proved they can beat bad teams? Is that wet blanketing? Because they still haven't beat anybody that's at 500 or within two games of, or within a game of 500.
Baby steps, Marshall.
Yeah,
you
got
to win those games too.
But I don't want people to say I'm being a wet blanket when I just say, hey, this is a good step towards going to the playoffs, is being able to beat the bad teams.
I like wet blanketing as a verb.
Thank you.
A lot. Well, was that you? I thought I just heard Marshall say it.
Well, I said it first. Oh, okay. Thanks for listening.
Sorry, Lawrence.
What time will you start listening to Lawrence today?
6:05.
That sounds about right.
6:05 would be good.
Better later than, well, no, that's after the show, so.
It's fine.
Just figure that out.
Could start my weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, is it too early for the weekend drop?
Nope, yeah, probably. Never.
Tanny and I, every once in a while, what was it, Tuesday at 4:20? Tuesday at 4:15 or something, I said to Tanny, ladies and gentlemen. He's like, it's 3 days away.
What time is categories today, by the
weekend?
The way?
Yeah, what time is categories?
Hey! He played it! No categories today.
No categories today.
Yeah.
Tanny was the big winner, along with the listener, yesterday in categories.
It's always the listener.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
They always win.
They were good for them.
And Tanny was also a winner. Got himself an award last night.
Let's go.
Wait a minute.
Congratulations, Tanny.
No? Yes.
What a Tanny get?
It's a station award. I merely helped.
But you are a main contributor.
You're
to
on the award.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't believe that.
Tanny's got a nice little run going on of awards lately.
It's a major award, Tanny. It's a lamp that it's made out of a leg.
What does Fragile mean?
Yeah, exactly. No, Tanny, you were part of the Bears hype promo. Or were you actually part of the Mully and Haw submission? Or is it both of them?
I'm Matt Nagy. Everything goes through me all the time. No, yeah. It's a team effort all the time.
I was listening this morning at 5:30 as Mully and Haw were talking about the night last night. And it was just so great to hear them talking about being there and being among the Chicago media elite. And Mully was hilarious with like the self-deprecating thoughts and like, yeah, I don't really deserve this. And he tried to leave and they were like, well, here's your award. And then he's like, well, I can't leave then. So I got to bring it back and give it to Hotler. But it was lovely to hear those guys have a moment and thank Dustin and thank Brandon. Good vibes this morning. Very, very happy for our morning show.
Yeah. Pat Hughes too. He got an award, right?
He got inducted into the Hall of Fame,
which is like a step down for him, you know? Like, he's already in the Hall of Fame. Like, this had to feel like a little bit.
It's funny that you say that, because I was texting with a friend of mine who was there, our friend Afia, who won a bunch of awards for On the Block.
As they should.
Yeah, as they should have. And I said to her, because she was like, Pat Hughes is going into the Hall of Fame. And I was like, yes, but here's the thing. He's already in Cooperstown as a Hall of Famer.
Right, we got a whole special we did. The biggest
Hall of Fame.
Yes, there is no doubt about it. Well,
he's in three different fishing Hall of Fames, if memory serves. Or is that Ted Williams?
That's Ted Williams, okay. Yeah. But that's something. That is three different fishing Hall of Fames.
That's right. But Pat is in whatever Hall of Fame he wants to be in.
No doubt about it. So congratulations to everybody, especially the morning show and their producers and all of that. That is absolutely fantastic. And I guess Ryan Porth was there last night too. And he called me fat today. Because apparently there was a picture of Pat Hughes, and then I was in the picture as well. And Porth goes, oh man, we saw skinny Mark Grody in a photo last night. So, wow, I don't know, a little controversial.
Feels like an HR situation.
Yeah, I don't know, man. No, it actually was great because I was like, oh, yeah, that guy was pretty hot. So it's motivated me. So thank you, Paul.
I don't know. Groats, you walked in here a couple weeks ago looking real good, man.
I'm not in a good headspace right now with the food, so I'll get there.
I'm just saying, though, like, you walked in here with a jacket, the hair was nice and coiffed.
Yeah.
Don't let it define you, brother.
Oh,
you look good no matter what. I'm not looking for sympathy.
No. I want to put a better product out there.
All I know
that's
is that
I'm saying
that you walked into the Tributo show with two women.
That's true.
Lawrence. At the same time.
He works on our show. We got good looking people on our show.
I agree.
Both in front of and behind the glass.
I agree.
Starting with this guy right here, Marshall Harris.
Starts in the seat that Lawrence is in right now.
A little hottie. Come here, you.
I'm washed. I know my prime is past, and I'm good with that. I'm good with knowing that.
Whatever. Men look better as they get older. I don't want to hear it out of any of y'all.
You look great. You look like you're 35. What are you talking about? Yeah.
And Layla, but you look great.
Bill Curtis.
That's right. Bill
How's
Curtis.
How's it going, honey?
Wait. That will never not be shocking.
Hold on. Layla, who was the other person? Is Bill Curtis and who else?
I don't know.
Remember when we were talking about, you said someone else like dropped in and was like, yeah, Layla, you're looking good.
Can I hear the Bill Curtis again?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
I wasn't here.
Bill Curtis is amazing.
That's the legend, Bill Curtis. And here's what he said to Layla.
And Layla, well, you look great.
I mean, are you offended? Are you flattered? How does
God,
that work?
No, I'm not offended.
Boy,
are you kidding?
Looking great right now, I got to tell you.
That's no, incredible. I mean, no, it was a wonderful conversation. And I was shocked he knew my name. What are you talking about?
Honest to God, it was a hell of an interview. I enjoyed the hell out of that thing, especially the Muhammad Ali stuff.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, I did not realize how close he was with the champ, as he was called. Like, it was just like to hear him waxing poetic about Muhammad Ali was something. And, so find that interview.
And that's a hidden like Chicago sports story that not a lot of people know. Like,
I did not know that.
Muhammad Ali's gym is strange, robust. The coffee shop that I go to, Muhammad Ali's gym used to sit on that lot over at 63rd and Woodlawn. Ooh. And his house is like 2 miles north on Woodlawn. So, you know, like him being in Chicago is a thing. And it's one of the things that we don't talk about enough of. Like, a big portion of his life was spent here in Chicago. So having Bill Curtis like talk about that dude, and he was just great. Like, the whole interview was just amazing. And then, you know, Layla asked like a great question about kind of where we're at as journalists. And he was like, let me tell you.
Pulled no punches.
None at all.
Trouble.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
what I say. Yes, you are correct about all of those things.
We're in trouble.
No, well,
oh,
yes.
Poor Bill. Doesn't he sound sad, Layla?
Yeah, I mean,
it was a sad state.
It was a very moving discussion for many reasons. Yeah. And I know he has more in his book that he was promoting. But no, there was nothing offensive about that conversation to me. I was just happy to be a part of it.
I'm surprised we haven't heard we're in trouble yet about a Bears game. And I hope we don't hear that on Sunday.
I mean, this could be trouble. A sneaky game.
We know Bears trouble.
We know trouble when we see it.
The reason why I think it could be a sneaky game is partly because of what Grody was talking about. The offensive line, I think, is pretty good for the Bears. Theo's still struggling in pass protection, and this is a talented defensive line.
It is, but I think Ben will scheme at those guys and just try to run it
just
right
run,
at
run,
them.
Run,
I agree, but you never know. So here's what we've got going on today's show, and we're sorry that we kept you guys so long.
It's all good.
Alex Brown's going to join us at 3:25.
Yay.
Olin Krutz is going to join us at 4.
Yay.
Dan Wiederer is going to join us at 5.
Yay.
Ricky Charisma, Ricky O'Donnell is going to join us at 5:25. But we're going to start off with a quarterback discussion. Something that I wanted to bring to the table and ask the group to help me with a project on. So we're going to do that after Tanny's Open, award-winning Open, next here on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.